the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Living on one side of the Irish border but working on the other is pretty straightforward, but not if you want to work from home. Now employers from north and south are calling on the Irish and British governments to rectify the tax complications that have arisen from remote or hybrid working. The call was made by the Irish Business and Employers Confederation, IBEC, and the Northern Ireland branch of the Confederation of British Industry. Well, I'm joined by Fergal O'Brien, Director of Lobbying and Influence with IBEC. First of all, Fergal, what's the problem here? What's the issue?
Good morning, Richard. How are you? Well, I suppose, Richard, there have always been challenges, you know, for cross-border workers in areas such as tax, social welfare, pensions. And in reality, you know, the level of worker mobility in the kind of border catchment has been much less than what you'd find in kind of similar commuter areas across the country. So it's always been a bit of a lost opportunity. But, you know, we've kind of made it work. Businesses and employees have made it work over the years. In particular, it was helped by what's called a cross-border tax relief, right? And that avoids the issue, say, if you're the worker in living in Donegal and working in Derry on a full-time basis, then we're avoiding the issues of double taxation, right? And that really simplifies the whole kind of taxation arrangements.
So if I'm living in Donegal and I'm working in Derry, I pay my taxes in the north, in Derry, through that job, and then I don't get taxed again in the south, basically.
And you don't have to file your tax returns in the south, and you're not subject to double taxation, right? So it's a much simpler, neater system. The crucial point being you must be working full-time in the other jurisdiction. And then, as you said in the introduction, the complexity is really arising now since COVID and the surge in hybrid and remote working. And essentially, in reality, for so many people, you know, you have a foot in both camps. You're working from home and you're working in the place of your employer. Unfortunately, that doesn't work for the relief when you're living on one side of the border, potentially working some days from home, and your employer is on the other side.
And is that just because the wording is a bit dated, Fergal, where it rests on where do you work as opposed to who do you work for?
It is, but then I suppose we're into the whole international world of complexity around post-COVID ways of working and where people are living and where people are working. And technically, your tax code is not just written for workers on the island of Ireland. So that becomes kind of complex from a revenue and a tax policy perspective in terms of the taxing rights of the states. But it's becoming a really, really big issue for employers. And, you know, like, it's really interesting at a time when you can, you know, okay, you can work from anywhere, but what we're seeing in practice is that people are definitely travelling those longer commutes for 1 or 2 days a week. And employers are really able to spread the net so much wider in terms of getting the specialist talent that they need. And this should be a big boom for the all-island economy. You know, we should be out there selling the fact that we have this talented, high-skilled labour force, 3.7 million people, and you can tap into it from anywhere in the island.
But the problem
going backwards, which is the problem.
The problem you've identified, I would imagine, is a problem along borders everywhere. And with technology, you can have people who lived in Australia or New Zealand come back to Ireland and actually technically still keep their jobs working for their employer over there from home in Ireland. I mean, there are examples of that. But what from an all-island economy and this particular border, cross-border issue, what is the solution?
So, of course, it can be done. It can be navigated, and many people are doing it. The problem is it is becoming more expensive for the employers. It's becoming more complex for the employees. And ultimately, it is a deterrent, right? So it's not seamless. And I think that's the challenge that we have. And that's why we think we're losing out on so much opportunity to really tap in to that all-island labour force. Ultimately, I think, Richard, what the solution is going to be around, it's about recognising the unique circumstances of the all-island economy, of how we work on the island of Ireland, I suppose underpinned by our Belfast Good Friday Agreement, and again reinforced by the Windsor Framework.
And can we fix it, Fergal, can our government fix it with the British government, or is it a Brussels-London issue because it affects EU?
And there are international dimensions to this, but I think relying on the Belfast Good Friday Agreement and the Windsor Framework there is a way that this can be fixed bilaterally between Ireland and the UK. And of course, tax competence for Northern Ireland rests with Treasury in London rather than with the executive in Northern Ireland. So it really is for the Ireland and UK governments to take this forward now and to recognise the fact that there is a unique set of circumstances on the island of Ireland, as I said, enshrined in the Belfast Good Friday Agreement, underpinned again by the Windsor Framework, and we need to have a specific set of tax and social welfare rules that can ensure we have the seamless labour market. Because unfortunately at the moment, we're just losing out on so much opportunity, and it's a shame for the all-island economy.
OK, we'll have to leave it there. Fergal O'Brien, Director of Lobbying and Influence with IBEC. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.